It's Loving the Strange with Carrie Jones and Sean Farrar. Loving the Strange, a podcast for weirdos and those who want to be weirder, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Loving the Strange. Check us out. Hello, and welcome to Loving the Strange.
What's up, baby?
Strange things are up. First off, let us tell you, and we may have to tell you multiple times during this podcast, that Spectrum, our internet provider, is going in and out, and in and out, and in and out, and in and out, and in and out, like naughty things. In Bar Harbor this week, and you may lose us completely, and this could be the shortest podcast.
Did my princess really just say that?
Yeah, because I'm really just done with everything this week. But it may be the shortest podcast in the history of all our podcasts, and that could be a good thing. Good thing, maybe.
That also sounds lovely, the shortest.
But it could be. And we don't have Dee Harris tonight. And there's not much of a point if we don't have Dee Harris here tonight. But so this could be a very short podcast because God knows Sean and I don't want to have to talk to ourselves.
But we can sit on the couch and say the same exact shit to ourselves all day long. That's what we usually do on a Friday.
To be honest, Sean was asleep on the couch 10 minutes ago.
I was not.
Yeah, he was. Okay. John Bell's here. That's all that matters.
I'm getting ready to tell you what Sean was really doing on the couch.
Sean Bell is here, and he said, am I the only one on the off week? Yes, John. Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you. And so here's what I was really doing.
No. He was snoring.
Oh, boy.
He was snoring so hard.
All right,
man. Anyways, so this podcast is about what, babe?
Oh, whatever the hell we want, because we didn't have a subject.
No, we don't. We just have, hi, John Bell, and hey, it's a podcast, and hey, we've had a hard week.
Oh, we had a killer week.
We've had a
week. 3-4 weeks in a row.
It's like a really bad week. And people were really, really mean to me.
Oh, come on.
It's all right. It's okay, because people are also really, really cool to me.
Yes, they were, weren't they?
Yeah. So, but what's interesting to me is that if you have one meanie head, right?
Yeah.
And then you have, like, the next day, like, 12 super cool people who are so kind and praise you. Why is it the meanie head that resonates in your brain?
That's how, maybe you know the answer to that.
Well, why don't you tell me the answer?
I don't know the answer to that, but we've looked it up before.
you're acting like I should know it.
Because we've looked it up before, and you remember things better than me. It's the exact same answer as why do people remember negatives more than positives?
Oh, so sorry. I apparently have a cough. Why is that?
I don't remember.
Well, it's called negative bias.
You're dumb. See?
And negative bias.
That's stupid with me.
It means that you're hardwired, like our little baby brains in our heads are hardwired to remember bad things. And that's probably because in order to survive, right, like we need to remember the bad stuff so we don't get, like we meet the tiger in the woods. We almost die from the tiger. We want to remember the tiger so that the next time we run from the tiger or hide from the tiger so we're not really killed by the tiger, right?
Yeah.
Why are you laughing at this?
I was saying you learn to just give up and let the tiger eat you because it's so much easier.
Wow. Is that your life? Like, is that how you work, go through life, babe?
Currently. I'm just kidding. Because you're the tiger, so.
I am not the tiger.
I'm just kidding, babe.
I am not the tiger. And but no, maybe you are. Because whenever anything bad happens, you're always like, well, let's just give it all up. Let's just give it all up. Well, give it all
up. That's just melodrama because it doesn't bother me.
But you are. That is melodrama.
What is the world to you? That's how I get my point across, babe. Really? Hyperbole. Yeah. And gaslighting.
And Welcome to my life. But anyways, the reason that we remember negative stuff, according to Very Well Mind, which I just looked up, is that it's a psychological phenomenon, they said. And so, like, that bad first impression or that bad first experience becomes super difficult to overcome. And, like, traumas have, for most of us, maybe not me because I repress all of them, have really lingering long effects, right? Mm-hmm. And in any interaction, they say, you're more likely to notice the bad things and remember them more vividly. Which is really interesting. So, like, let's say that you're watching a Slack board meeting, right?
Yeah.
And one Slack board member says, people who barbecue are the evilest people in all of town, right? But that same guy or same woman says, you know, I really love puppies. And I really love the fact that people hug each other. And I really love the fact that we've done this. And I really love that. We don't remember all the really love comments. We remember the one comment about people barbecuing. And that's like a negativity bias, right?
Yes.
And that's interesting, right? Because we're not like remembering the truth. We're remembering only the negative things. So like when Sean, all during the day, it's like, I love you, baby. I love you, baby. You're the best baby. I love you, princess. Baby, I love you, right? And then one time he goes,
I don't say that.
And then it's such a joke. And then like one time he's like, nothing word, Terry. You constantly cuss at me.
I cuss in conversation, not at you.
I'm not even going to talk anymore because you're just disagreeing.
Huge difference.
Anyways, I'm going to remember the one time Shawnee said the F word at me, right?
Right.
Versus all the lovey, love, love stuff.
That's right.
And that's part of a negativity bias. And that's super interesting to me.
Yeah.
But apparently.
That's how people work, right?
Yeah. Are you going to add on there, babe?
No.
Is this whole podcast just going to be me trying to keep the podcast going?
No, that's not what it was at all. But I told you I couldn't remember the reasoning for that. Why people always remember the negative stuff.
Well, apparently, according to psychological research,
yeah,
negative bias influences our motivation, not just like of what, not just our, I'm sorry, I'm kind of messing this up, but it's not just like our memories of past things, but it's also implicates our motivations to complete the tasks in front of us, right?
Right.
So like, even like, if you have a task in front of you, right? And your incentive is, hey, you're going to get something versus, hey, this is going to keep you from losing something. Which do you think we're more likely to do?
Keep you from losing something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So maybe when I'm trying to get you to sell sponsorships for our paper,
yeah,
I need to be like, baby, if you don't sell a sponsorship for the paper, you're going to lose a little something, something on the side.
Like what?
I don't know. Couch happiness. Chuck Alley says, couch happiness. Chuck Alley said, Sean Farrar said the F word. I don't believe it.
You're right, Chuck. I never say that.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Emmy, my daughter's home, right? Our oldest daughter. Right. And she and Sean said the F word. And I said, baby, stop saying the F word at me. And he said, I didn't say the F word. I did not say the F word. This was this morning, right? And I'm like, bud, you said the F word. And he's like, no, I didn't. Emily's like, you did say the F word.
I got a little thing for you. It's called relationship bias. And I don't believe her at all.
She's you did. You have two witnesses who said you said the F word. And Emmy even was super nice. She's like, but you didn't like say it meanly. You just like kind of said it conversationally because that's your communication style. Blah, 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 blah. Harvard.
That was her guilt. But she was lying originally.
She was not lying because you said, like, you don't even realize that you said the F word. You have an F word bias.
Well, it is the best word ever. Give me a word that's four letters long that's more powerful.
Love.
Okay, you win. second most powerful. All right.
Chuck, stop siding with Sean. Chuck Alley said ganging up on poor Sean for
that. That's how it works in this now.
It's not, though.
Oh, shit.
You're saying again.
I didn't say that word.
Oh, it's so hard to be here.
God damn it. Give me some credit.
Stop it. Stop swearing.
Anyways.
So negativity bias is just that, right? Like it impacts our motivation. It impacts like what we remember for news. Like we're more likely to remember negative news than positive news. We're more likely to like if we get a performance review at work, right?
I get one every
day. You do. And you, and like, and you're a perfect example because.
We're not scheduled or asked for. I'm sorry, go ahead, baby.
You're so hard to deal with. You get a performance review at work, right?
Uh-huh.
And you hear, like, they're like, you're amazing, you're amazing, you're amazing. You did this right, you did this right.
I'm just kidding. I'm so sorry.
You're not. You're not even close to sorry.
I'm not because I couldn't help myself.
You're not close to sorry. And there is not too much estrogen, Chuck Alley.
Oh, let me tell you what, Chuck. Hold on. There is 1, 2, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's 12 living beings in this household.
Not counting the snake.
No, I am counting the snake. The male.
What gender is a snake?
One human. One dog, one cat. The rest are all female. The snake.
I have no idea what you just said.
I'm saying that it's 8 estrogens to 7 hormones. That is
what?
I mean, yeah. 8 estrogens to 7 of those testosterone.
Buddy, you're not making any sense.
Bullshit. That just made sense.
I'm swearing
at you. That just made sense. There's 8 estrogens to 3. Testosterone.
You just said 7.
Well, that was a mistake in math.
How did you mistake that?
7 plus 3 is almost 11. It's darn close. But the second time I corrected it, 8 estrogens, 3 testosterones.
Buddy.
Why are you giving me such a hard time?
Because you're not making
Do you want me to name them?
No. Nobody cares.
To prove my math. Chuck cares. He wants to know he's right. 100%.
I really need a female viewer. I need you to come
oh,
back.
Oh, shoot. That's right. There's no females. Woo, tonight's the night, boys.
And then the podcast ended. So
he's going to be like, oh, Spectrum sucks, Cliff. Chuck cares. Thank you, Chuck.
I thought Chuck was my friend. So other examples of negativity bias are, all right, so performance review, right? Like somebody, you get a performance review, you remember all the one bad thing and not the 28 good things, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you get cranky and you're angry and you only think about that negative thing. Similarly, when you have an argument with your lover, spouse.
Sig fig,
right?
Amen.
And you focus only on everything that sucks about your partner, Sean.
I don't do that. There's no possible way I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because nothing sucks about you.
According to Very Well Mind, you have an argument with your significant other, and afterward, you find yourself focusing on all your partner's flaws instead of acknowledging their good points. You ruminate over all of their imperfections, even the most trivial of faults, like the fact that Carrie doesn't shut the drawers in the cabinets, are amplified, and their positive characteristics are overlooked.
I never have that dilemma.
I do not believe that for a hot second.
What are you talking about? I'm constantly shutting doors, drawers, cabinets, and stuff. It yeah. doesn't bother me.
You sigh it's every time.
It's just who you are.
You're like, shut. Shut.
You're taking it the wrong way. That sigh shut. Is satisfaction.
That is
because it's like every time I shut, so it's like, oh, bedroom credit. It's not a sigh. It's an
Chuck says he hopes you have your own bathroom.
No.
Why?
I gotta spin the toilet paper around constantly. Like I go in the bathroom.
And you are hurting my heart.
But it's not just you. There's other people who use that bathroom. Just let me say this one last thing. There'll be literally three individual sheets of toilet paper hanging off the roll.
You are not the only person who does that.
What? I don't do that. I
put new toilet roll. Paper roll on.
What
That's
did
not.
You do with
this
three
is the worst podcast we've
paper?
Ever had.
What? No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
You might feel like you're getting ganged up on because there's no estrogen here, but
I need estrogen.
Where's Susie? No Dean, no Susie?
No.
No Caitlin?
No.
You're lost.
I am so lost. Worst podcast ever. I'm
it
totally
is not. It's doing fantastic.
No.
You've got 44 minutes left. And
we're not doing a whole lot.
You're done. Come on, baby.
No. Can't handle it. All right, so another example of a negativity bias yeah. is that, like, let's imagine you humiliated yourself in front of your coworkers, your class, your friends, like 22 years ago, right? But you can still remember it. And you cringe and yeah. you like get blushy and you like are horrified all over again. That's a negativity bias. The fact that you can remember it so well versus being able to remember like super positive things. Right. Okay, Sean.
I was trying to think of like the old classes like in high school.
Yeah.
That I could remember. I don't know if they're super negative experiences. Some of them were quite positive, actually, for me, but
you're just magic, Sean. No. Chuck wants to know what way you hang the toilet paper.
I don't know the two
There's
terms.
Over.
But I know like it's not mullet. It's not on the backside. Backsides for special occasions. Front side is every day.
Art said, wait, my mom's not here.
We better put out a... Never mind.
There needs to be a Maine State Police bulletin. Susie Gowie is missing.
She probably found something.
Better to do something better
watching,
to do.
She's probably watching Wheel of Fortune.
There's got to be something better to do. Anyways, Art, we are talking, and I am severely outnumbered by people with more testosterone
You're
than
still
I have.
Outnumbered.
I know. About negativity bias and why we only remember the crap. I thought we were going to talk about being strange, but instead we've warped down
the commonality.
We've gone hip hoppity, skip scoppity, down the road of negativity, right?
Yeah.
A dog is throwing up.
The dog is gagging.
Oh, no.
He's all right now, don't you worry.
Welcome to our house live.
He throws up. House live will be like a pair of underwear right there.
Our dog's eating underwear.
No, he hasn't eaten. Has he eaten any?
Not that I know of.
Nah, he's a good boy.
All right. So, anyways, that's all about negativity bias. So
I looked up positivity bias, and it's not nearly as interesting.
Did you actually?
Yeah, but I mean, it's kind of like a dictionary type thing.
Oh, that's not fun.
No, it sucks.
All right.
It makes it seem like negativity bias is so much better.
All right, here, wait. I'm gonna segue here. Okay. So, negativity bias when we're weird, I feel like that's a link, right? Like, people think, hey, I'm strange, or hey, I'm weird, and it's
and
like...
they wear it as a badge of honor.
Not unless they're super confident. Oftentimes, your weirdness or your difference or your strangeness is used against you, and you're bullied about it, or
right.
you feel like people create negativity around it, right?
For sure.
But the truth is that there's no such thing as normal, which is my mantra that I go to bed and say at night as I fall asleep.
Just so you can stay married.
Instead of praying, I go,
for a new husband.
There's no such thing as normal. There's no such thing as normal. Just stay married to Sean. Don't get divorced.
I usually wake her up when I hear there's so much in the middle of the night. Baby, I have a nightmare.
I don't even know what that meant, honey.
Well, when I wake up in the middle of the night and you're saying there's no such thing as normal, that's when I wake you up.
All right.
In your sleep.
Okay. So then,
what?
I want to lose the spectrum so we can end. So then there's also like.
I thought you meant like the spectrum.
Like personality. Yeah. On the spectrum. All right. So anyways, the point is that there's no one right place in the spectrum of normal and weirdness to be, right?
Like, that's for sure.
And like, as a culture, we sell the concept of what it is to be normal, right? Like, and what it is to be normal is what it is to belong. And then we feel safer when we belong. Blah, 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 right? And so that creates a spiral of sameness, right?
Yes.
And the thought behind that is that when you try so hard to be normal, you lose what is actually your natural state of being. So, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, right?
If you're not in that normal slot.
Right. But nobody's in the normal slot.
Because there's like, no such thing as normal.
Right. Like normal is just kind of created.
Right.
And right now our dog is barking.
Because he's normal.
Which is his normal thing. So the other part of that is that.
Murphy!
I want to go. I wanted to be like, I want to go home, but I am home. There's no escape.
Nope. There's not.
So the other part of that is like what you think is weird is actually like your superpower, right? So the things that are weird about you, be they physical or emotional or intellectual or athletic or whatever, those things or taste, what is weird, what makes you different, right? That's not a flaw that you should be like trying to hide away. It actually is what makes you special or makes it your superpower, right?
Right.
And like a lot of times when you're insecure about your weirdness because of society and bullying and just everybody trying to make you the same, right? It's because you haven't figured out how to use that power, how to harness that power yet, right? So like part of becoming who you're meant to be is learning how to use the weirdness that is you. Like, so I might think I'm really shy, right?
You are sometimes, but not when you go out in public.
But what makes me shy might make me a better listener, right?
True that.
Like somebody's ability to incessantly talk might actually make them make other people at ease. You know what I mean? Like
ease?
Yeah. Like, let's say I go out with Sean and Sean is known for never shutting up. Like he's just blah, 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 blah.
This is fiction.
Yeah, because he's the opposite. But let's pretend like you're blah, 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 blah. I can never get a word in edgewise, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm a shy person, that might actually feel comfortable to me, right? Like you might be making me feel safer and less stressed because you're going to take control of the conversation. So like to me, as a shy person, your flaw is actually something amazing.
Right. I totally get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Totally.
All right.
But I also realized while you were chatting...
Hey, Chris Keegan.
Another boatload of testosterone.
There's so many boys here.
Anyways, it's like the difference in the descriptive word can mean so much. Like your flaw or your difference because,
yeah,
you know.
It's good though. Like that's the point. It's like You can call it a flaw. You can call it a difference. You can call it a superpower. But right. It's all just in how you look at it, right? Yes. Like, right?
Yes, 100%. And I was the same way as you just described when I was like a young, like a tweenager also.
A tweenager?
Like I never talked to it. I never, even as a kid child, I never talked to, I was just listening.
Yeah.
And I learned so much. And people were like, how do you know that? And I'd be like, because my mom said it or my grandma said it or whatever, right?
Right.
Yeah. Is that how you were?
Yes.
And then I figured I knew it all, so I'd start talking. And paying, it's like giving back to the community.
And what?
It's like giving back to the community, I said.
Chris,
my knowledge.
Chris Keegan just said margaritas, and I don't know what he means, but I like it.
Well, maybe he's drinking margaritas. Maybe margaritas gives you the knowledge you need
to succeed in life. That could be it.
Or you could be drinking peach iced tea with some whiskey in it.
Sean.
I just answered half your question, Chris.
I have iced tea.
Carrie has peach iced tea with whiskey, with Jim Beam. And I have seltzer water with a little bit of lime and some vodka. D's here.
D! Oh,
you're all set.
Decent. Hi. Love you all. Bye.
Oh, my God. That was your injection of estrogen, baby.
It was just the tiniest bit.
So I hope this was satisfying.
Not good enough.
Damn.
Oh, Chris Keegan's having peppermint snips and hot cocoa. I don't even know what that is.
Peppermint
schnapps. Oh, I know what that is.
Yeah,
cocoa?
It's like a...
It's like warm.
A nice sweet toddy boy.
Yeah, it's a winter drink. Sure. That's interesting.
That is a winter drink, isn't it?
All right, going back to why it's okay to be weird. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, being weird makes people remember you. So if you want people to remember you, which is an assumption, being weird is a good thing. Like when I tell people when they're writing a novel, right? Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, when
you made it sound like when I tell people, even though it's a lie.
No. When I tell people, all right, so like when you're writing your novel, right?
Yeah.
I tell people the story about how I was once married to the CEO of a hospital, right?
Right.
And we would all go into the hospital CEO events, and everybody, because we're in Maine, was white.
Yeah.
And everybody was wearing a blue suit with a red or a blue tie. And they all had, you know, losing a lot of hair, right? And yeah. I could not remember one hospital CEO from another.
They all look the same.
They were all exactly the same, right? None of them were memorable. And they're all very busy being hospital CEOs. Nothing against that. But most of them, to be fair, Art Blank, who is our local CEO from the hospital, was different. But like most of them thought the same, have very similar political views. They talked the same. You know, they went to Tulane or Duke or Sarah Lawrence or whatever colleges. And yeah. They were just, and they all grew up pretty wealthy, right? And you didn't remember them. I could not differentiate them. But then there was this one hospital CEO, and she was a woman, and she was about 5 feet tall, and she swore, and she used to be a nurse, and she wore a Harley leather jacket, and she rode a motorcycle into all the hospital events, and she would suck down the whiskey like nobody's business, and darn it if I did not remember her.
Of course you did. It sounds like your hero.
Yeah, no. But it's the same thing. Like when you're writing a book, right? You don't want all your characters to feel the same, right?
That's right.
And what makes them memorable is their weirdness or their difference or their deviation from what we decide is normal. It's good to be strange.
Baby?
Yes.
This is not Dogs Are Smarter Than People podcast.
Okay, just sorry.
But wait, I got something weird. I just remembered.
Hello, Amanda Courtney's here. Help me out, Amanda.
Oh, Carrie, I feel so much better now. There's another female. Hey, listen, this is strange. Real event.
You hurt my feelings.
Was it today or yesterday?
I don't know.
How did I hurt your feelings?
Because you said this is not loving the strain. I mean, dogs are smart. Oh, you're talking about
writing books, baby. That's all.
Oh, you hurt my heart.
I'm sorry. I know that's your true love.
I have no love.
But I'm trying to be strange.
I'm all negativity bias right
now. Well, you are. But anyways, remember? We were both in here, and we each thought we heard our daughter.
Oh, yeah. That was weird. Speak
at the same time. Like, we couldn't understand what was being said, but Carrie said, what did Emily say? But Emily was upstairs.
No, Emily was out of the house.
Something, like, yeah. Just impossible for her to be down here. Maybe taking a shower.
No, she was out of the house.
She wasn't here?
No, she had just left.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. And my kid was sleeping.
Yeah, but we both heard them.
At the same time, but to me it was my kid's voice, and to Carrie it was Emily's voice.
Yeah.
And it was like clear as day.
And that was really strange.
Not that, understandably clear.
For those of you who are here, has that ever happened to you? Have you ever been like, whoa, I just heard my husband's voice, but it came from over there, or my wife, or my whatever, my dog. It came from over there, and they're actually over here, or they're not in the house at all.
Well, that's actually happened to us a couple times lately.
Yeah.
Because it happened to you the other day. You thought you heard me.
Yeah, you said, baby girl.
And I thought I heard you. Another day before that.
And I said, what, my king?
That's not what I heard. I can't repeat what I thought I heard. But I crawled up the stairs on my hands and knees anyways. Only it wasn't you.
The demon. But has that ever happened? Nobody's responding. So maybe it's just us, babe.
Maybe, like, it is just us.
Maybe, right? We are the only people who hear voices of
love. Maybe everybody's gone from our pockets.
But why would that be? Oh, Chris is leaving. Thanks for hanging out, Chris. We love you bunches, too.
We must scare him away with our ghost talk.
Well, you keep talking about it. I'll look it up, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hearing.
So, there's been a number of times you've, like, texted me when I'm not even in the house. And been like, are you home?
Yeah.
Night-night, Chris. Enjoy your things. Hey, Doug Marshall finally arrived.
Hey, Doug Marshall.
We don't care that you're a half hour late, dude.
We are so glad you're here.
We appreciate it.
Even though you're more testosterone.
Well, Amanda.
Doug, I've had a hard time with the testosterone. The only person here to back me up is Amanda.
I don't know if she's still here.
Thank God for Amanda.
Well, all the females just keep checking in and leaving.
Yeah. There's a reason for that.
There is.
So auditory hallucinations happen when you hear noises or voices that don't exist in reality. And they can be a sign of a serious mental health or neurological condition.
All right, I wouldn't put that beyond reality.
But the thing is that we both heard it at the same time.
One of us.
What? But we heard it at the same time.
Yes, we did.
And I don't know what that means. I don't know.
What?
Like, why did we hear it at the same time?
Oh, well, I don't think we're both batshit crazy, number one.
Oh, okay.
But number two. Look, I haven't said the F-bomb.
Okay, I'm so proud of you, baby. Hey, Sherry! I'm so glad you're here.
Please stay for a hot second.
Stay for a hot second. Doug said at this age, my testosterone is not an issue.
That's all right. We just need a little bit, Doug. Just a little bit.
No, no more. So for those of you who are new, have only just arrived at the podcast, I've been having a very, very hard time because
all the viewers have been mid.
And Sean, and they've been feeding Sean's testosterone.
Testosterone?
His testosterone. It's like pizza, it's like, or spaghetti, or macaroni.
Beefaroni.
Or beef. But only the boys cream can sauce. Eat.
Testosterone.
Okay, no. No, don't get there. So,
don't tell me I don't contribute, baby.
You contribute. Fun. Okay. So we've been talking about negativity bias. We've been talking about why it's okay to be strange. And now, for some reason, we're talking about auditory hallucinations.
Well, we're talking about the fact that you and I both heard a voice the other day that we each thought was our respective child.
Yeah.
At the same time, clear as day.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I don't know why that would be. Like, why would you hear that? Like, they're not dead, so it can't be a ghost. We both heard it at the same time, so that's not like a neurological issue, because we don't get to share, though we share everything like good married people.
Yes, we did.
Don't share our neurological issues. Like, so why?
We might, but can I tell you something that's also kind of strange?
I don't know.
So I looked, remember I told you I looked up positivity bias?
Yeah.
Well, and I told you the definition I got was like really dictionary like.
Yeah.
Well, this. I was looking at the sidebar of this webpage.
Yeah.
And it's like a psychological text, apparently.
Yeah.
And the ebook version is $6,500.
What?
Yeah. You can buy a chapter for $30. The hardcover book is $9,500.
What book is this?
I don't know. I'm not going to move. I might accidentally buy it, so I'm not going to look.
No, do not you buy that. No, 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 no. Is it really $60,000?
No, not 60. $6,500 for the ebook.
Doug Marshall said, just think of the royalties.
Yeah, but they're not coming to us.
No. Sean, there's a thing called, like, a positivity bias. It's called the Pollyanna principle.
Well, that's what it says up at the top of this page. Pollyanna principle, semicolon, wishful thinking.
Well.
So that must be the chapter of this particularly very expensive book.
Wow. So the Pollyanna, it must have been a textbook or something.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a dog.
See what happens when you think positively? Shit comes paving down.
Stop swearing.
Hey, come here.
Baby, stop swearing. So the Pollyanna principle. One dog. We have one dog. One dog has stopped barking.
Perfect.
And the other dog, the grand dog, is not. So the Pollyanna principle is basically when you focus on the positive and use more positive words, right, in a conversation, and the negative words, right?
I'm a Pollyanna?
Baby, you are so far from Pollyanna. You don't realize who you are. So, Sean has left to yell at the dogs. But people who are mentally healthy, allegedly, and not suffering from depression, allegedly, focus more on the positive than the negative. And so they recall more positive things than negative things. Kind of like what Sean was talking about before when he was talking about high school, if you were here. Like you were saying, oh, most of my memories are actually positive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got the Pollyanna principle going on, right?
That's why I wake up every morning singing some fun song.
Which is why Sean is more mentally healthy. Oh, Doug said his dog is searching for our dog. So sorry.
Oh, poor puppy.
Poor baby. You'll never find them. But like, so basically, one of the ways that this manifests, according to the researchers December and Penwell, who made this research all the way back, yeah, in 1980, which is how many years? Like 40 years? 45? 44. Yeah. What they said was people's overestimating the size of valued objects, avoiding looking at unpleasant pictures, communicating good news more frequently than bad, and so on, is an example of a positivity bias.
All right. That's not me. I thought it was for a hot second.
But actually, that sounds more like me.
Yeah, it does.
But I'm the depressed one in this household, it doesn't make any sense.
Not really.
And so, like, they say on PositivePsychology.com, although some of us think of ourselves as pessimists or realists, we are still generally a pretty positive-focused species, which is the opposite of all the takes about negativity bias. So which is true, I don't freaking know.
Me neither.
Yeah. Like, do you feel more like Pollyanna or do you feel more like Eeyore?
I feel more Pollyanna, generally.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't worry about it. Hey, Natalie, All right, your mom's alive. Okay,
so Susie is here, which means that Art's mom is here. Is Art still here? We do not know. But happy Flamingo Friday to you, Susie.
Call the state police back.
Yeah, we were worried about you, Susie, because you weren't here, and we were going to send out a bulletin.
Art was really worried.
He was worried. He was like, wait, my mom's not here. I'll go find it. I'll go find the comment right now so you can see it.
You know what? My mom and Susie would get along terrifically over the whole flamingo thing. My mom loves flamingos.
I think they'd be friends.
Yeah, probably.
But it's good to have you here, Susie. And it's good to have you here on Flamingo Friday. Yeah. Doug said, I'd be a flamingo, but I don't have a leg to stand on.
You and me both.
Boom.
Because I love eating shrimps. Shrimp.
That's not, oh, jeez.
That's what flamingos eat, those pink shrimps. That's why they're that color.
Baby, you make no sense to me.
Don't I like shrimp?
All right, so a lot of times everybody makes fun of me because they're like, Carrie, you're not a linear thinker. But I think the truth is, babe.
What?
That you're not the linear thinker.
Not me.
You got jumps.
Oh, I jump.
You jump.
I definitely jump. Like,
you jump like a Van Halen jump up, song jump in the up, early 90s. Like, jump. Or like, what's that other song?
Oh, that is Van Halen. Good job, baby.
Thank you.
Hey.
Very proud.
You're a child of the 80s.
Gen X. So
what?
What do you think? What do you think about negativity bias, Pollyanna bias, hearing weird... Oh, Susie might have heard this before. Susie, if you are still here, have you ever heard somebody's voice who's still alive?
Oh, yeah.
In the other room of your house.
But not around.
But it's not that.
Or otherwise indisposed, like sleeping.
Yeah, or out of the house. Like, you're like, oh, wait, I just heard Art. But Art is...
playing golf.
Yeah, like that. Because that just happened to Shawnee and I this week.
But at the same time.
At the same time.
Same exact time.
But
Carrie thought it was her kid, and I thought it was my kid.
Recap for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It was wild. So we were just wondering about that. And we were talking about negativity bias, Pollyanna principle. And Susie's getting a glitchy sound.
Oh, no.
Do you know why?
Because it's negativity bias.
No, because it's our spectrum. Our spectrum's going in and out, I bet.
Oh, it sucks.
Yeah.
Come on, Phidium. Phidium.
Okay, baby, can you keep talking so I can type?
Phidium. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just kidding, baby. That was my Pollyanna coming up. Anyways. So,
You can't talk without me, can you?
You did it on two different things. That's awesome. You're so fast.
I am fast.
No, I can't talk without you because I'm an introvert and you're an extrovert.
Honey, that's not true.
No?
No. You know what happens is I have a societal pressure, which creates social anxiety, which makes me feel like I have to fill in the spaces.
Why do you have a societal pressure?
Because I am an anxious human. Oh. Doug said that maybe the glitchy sound is an auditory hallucination.
Maybe, but we're not having it. It's just Susie.
No, maybe Doug's having it too. Maybe everyone is having it and Susie's the only one who told us.
Oh, maybe.
Because?
Because we're glitchy.
No, because...
we emanate glitchy. What, baby?
Why don't you just say it? Because you know what I was going to say.
Oh, I know.
Like you just talked right over me again.
I promise you I know. Like I swear.
Our spectrum for Bar Harbor, the Wi-Fi is going in and out and in and out and in and out. So we could be having glitchy audio because we could just honestly lose Wi-Fi completely because we've lost it how many times today?
Oh, uncountable.
Yeah.
Innumerable.
Yeah. So we're surprised we're still even on.
Like, I had to reboot myself 6 times during that Zoom meeting this morning.
I did. There's a little button on the back of Sean. I had to be like, boop.
Oh,
boop,
no, not me. I'm not a robot yet.
Susie rebooted, so she's jumping in again.
Oh, sweet.
Maybe that'll help.
So, let's recap. One more time.
I can't say it again.
One day this week, Carrie and I both thought we heard our children talking, but we didn't know what was being said. At the same exact time, Carrie thought it was Emily. I thought it was my kid. And
I can see myself.
One was asleep and one was out of the house. Have you ever had an experience like that?
We feel like you may have. We hope that you may have, because then we could tell everyone about it.
But anyways, while Susie writes her answer.
Okay, here. I was thinking a lot about truth this week. Well, I've been thinking a lot about things. I've been thinking a lot about whether or not evil, like the nature of evil. Like I got so deep. Oh, what?
I don't want to say anything. I just thought that's a good point because you have been.
You put your finger up like know, you're interrupting.
Like, good job, baby. That's not interrupt. I'm sorry. That wasn't my hand up like a Zoom meeting. I'm sorry. Please go on. I didn't mean to interrupt at all. I meant you were on a good topic.
I lost it.
No, you were talking about evil.
Okay, so I got like so down like this wormhole of what is evil and the nature of evil that I took a what?
Religion?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you quizzed?
Yes. I'm so sorry. The police scanner is coming through my headphones.
Oh, geez.
I got distracted.
Turn that crap off.
But anyways, like, so I ended up taking a what religion are you meant to be quiz, which Sean has not taken.
Not yet. I know what mine's going to say.
What's it going to say?
Pentecostal.
No, it is not.
I know.
What do you think it'll say?
I don't know.
Are you afraid?
Now a bit, yeah.
Are you?
Does it have, is there like a bad side to the wheel?
No, there's no wheel. Is there like a
satanic temple church or something? No.
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't get that. Susie said that with all the otherworldly experiences, I can't say that word, experiences she's shared, we know the answer to this. And so she has.
That's why we were asking you.
Yay.
So we need some details.
Anyway, so I take the religion. So I got, because someone was super mean and I was trying to understand.
Evil.
Why they're so mean, like
evil,
what it is inside of them that makes them act and interact the way that they do while evil. Still being a respected member of society. I went down this entire wormhole of trying to understand evil and where evil comes from and what it is to be evil, and that sent me on this religious wormhole
quest
in which I learned that my religion should be liberal Quakerism, which Sean finds funny, as you can
tell. It just sounds funny.
It's not funny.
I'm not to the liberal Quakers.
No, you're so mean.
What do you mean I'm mean?
You're laughing at my liberal Quakerism tendencies.
Yeah, just because I don't think it's really you. But maybe.
What do you know about liberal Quakerism?
That's what I'm saying. Maybe
exactly.
I don't know the characteristics of it. I mean, the first word's right. I don't know about the Quakerism part.
So Quakers, right?
Yeah.
They're like, basically the differences from Christianity mainstream, because we're talking about weirdness and difference, right? This podcast is that they all believe kind of like there's a personal God and it's an incorporeal spirit.
Yeah.
And then they think that like within Quakerism, kind of like Unitarian Universalist, the beliefs can vary. Like it could be like, oh, it's a symbolic belief of Jesus, or it can be like as God's incarnation, or it could be like something kind of slightly different. But they all think that we are the children of God, with the main focus on like experiencing and listening to God and having that experience accessible to everyone.
So but, this is Quakerism you're talking about?
Yes. But when they think about evil, which is what I was trying to understand, right? And Susie would know better because Susie's a minister and she probably knows way more about all these things. But with liberal Quakerism, basically, it's not a focus about like eliminating wrongs.
Yeah.
It's more like, most of them believe that the violence against another human is a violence against God. And so if you're not aware of that, that's when you do wrong things. And that's and so like evil is really just like this sad part of the nature of humans that we should try to get rid of.
Are they minimalists, like technological minimalists?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't know. I don't think they need to be.
I don't think so either. Yeah.
Susie said not Quakers, but evil people have usually been hurt in the past and take their hurt out on others.
Yeah, you're right. I think you're right, Susie.
I don't know. I wonder how he was hurt in the past. Because he's sure no Captain Evil this week.
Oh, I told you why.
Oh, I don't think he was bullied.
Oh yeah.
And Susie said that she can see me as a Quaker, which is a calm internal spiritual thinker with wish wellness and goodness on the world.
Oh, that sounds like Gary. Holy moly. Definitely Gary.
The Barnard side of my family were Quakers back a while ago, yeah. Oh gosh, yeah, for a long time.
Before they were communists?
Before they were communists.
Okay.
There.
What?
Why can't your daughter ever run for president? Well, right there in this podcast on May 24th, 2024.
Well, that doesn't matter anymore.
No, but no, they were like abolitionists and Quakers for a really long time. Kind of got persecuted a bit for them. That belief, but my yeah.
Persecution's awesome, dude.
Woo!
Like a badge of honor.
Yeah. Anyways, I think you need to take the blink test.
I'll take it tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, when I'm of sound mind and body.
I don't know. You'll probably take a really long time to take it then.
Why?
Because you're a deep thinker.
Well, yeah. Is there any other way to think?
I'm not a deep thinker.
Well,
so,
I'm not going to comment on that.
Doug said, in my opinion, the things humans do to each other provides all the evil we can handle, so there's no need for God to be involved.
Well,
I'm pretty sure that's a religious thinking, too. But I can't remember what that is. Susie might remember.
I don't know what it would be, but...
No, I mean, pretty positive.
The first part of the statement's pretty true. It's just, I think it's the origin of evil that comes in the question, right?
Yeah, that's where I was like trying to.
And that
like,
was your question, really.
Yeah, because I just couldn't figure out.
Is it a human origin or supernatural? Not supernatural, but what do you say? Like,
why do people have to be evil? You know, like the Stoics talked about the origin and basis of evil. The Stoic philosophers talk about that a lot. And, you know, like Buddha talks about that, Christianity, Islam, like all Hinduism, like they all, paganism, all things talk about.
An evil component.
Yeah.
To make it simple.
Yeah, to make it simple. Yeah. And so, you know, the conformity in that is interesting to me. And then if you just take it away from all religious and spiritual aspects and only think about it intellectually, you're like, well, you have to do that because the religions were a way of creating laws, right, and keeping people and society to behave so that the species could perpetuate without anarchy or without pain. And that's way too deep for this podcast. I'm so sorry.
That's real deep, dude, because that made me think of something I'm not even going to say.
Oh, boy. You want to talk about toilet paper again?
Do you?
I don't know.
About
we can
how
bring
you
it
leave
up.
Three sheets on the roll.
Don't leave.
So I have to change it on my own. And it always goes forward. It's a waterfall, not a mullet. Always.
Dude.
Do what?
I don't even know. That's the fact that we brought it back to toilet paper is kind of frightening
That's
for me.
That's a great way to end the podcast.
All right. All of you.
A toilet paper.
Have a great, happy Friday.
It's Memorial Day weekend, so hopefully everybody has like a three-day weekend.
Yeah, and you know, make sure you have enough toilet paper on your roll.
Yeah.
If you hear people talking from the other room who aren't there, just know Sean and I do too. And let's all think about what it is to be weird together.
That's right.
Yeah, thanks for
being
here.
Which is the normal, right? The norm, because there's no normal?
There's no normal.
So strange is normal.
Strange is the best.
That's right. Thank you for listening to Loving the Strange. Please be sure to like and subscribe. And remember, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Go get your strange on, friends. Thanks for listening.